thank you for joining Christians versus the World. I'm your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. So what I want to talk about today is a privilege that you have as a Christian that oftentimes I believe Christians do not really give much thought to. Some, even if they do give thought to it, maybe would not want to claim it because they're embarrassed by it. They would not feel comfortable saying what I'm about to say right now. And what is that privilege? That as Christians, we are the only ones who have the truth. We are the only ones. No one else can make the claim. No other religion, no other faith, no other group or whoever, or whatever the entity might be. When it comes to spiritual things, when it comes to the words of God and all that goes with that, we as Christians are the only ones who can make the claim that truth exclusively belongs to us as far as the words of God. No other group can claim to have the words of God in the way that we do at all. No one can make that claim. Even when you start to look at the Jews and you look at what they would have as the word of God, true, they have the Old Testament as the word of God. However, they do not have the New Testament. And so then that is just something that's incomplete. So it's not the full word of God. It's a partial word of God. You don't have the completed word of God, the completed canon of scripture, where all the word of God, the whole 66 books of the Bible. So 39 Old Testament books, 27 New Testament books. And again, some might differ on that number. Say with the Jews, they might have that number a little bit different. So the Hebrew Bible, the Jewish Bible, would have 24 books as far as their complete word of God. Now, their 24 books would equate or be the same as our 39 Old Testament books. They just have different ways that they break down those books or the way they categorize those books, and different from the way that we categorize our books. So the first five books of Moses for them, then they would go with the eight books of the prophets and then 11 books of the writings. And so where they would combine certain books like the minor prophets, the 12 minor prophets, we would have as different books. They have that as one book. But the point that I'm making there, although we have the same material, when it comes to the New Testament, we have the same material when it comes to the Old Testament, but they do not have the New Testament. So then, as a whole, that is an incomplete book of the Word of God. It is not the complete. It is only a portion of truth, where we have the full truth, the Christian. We have the Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament, and the 27 books of the New Testament. We have from Genesis to the book of Malachi when it comes to the Old Testament, and then from Matthew to the book of Revelation when it comes to the New Testament. They do not have that. They do not have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They do not have the writings of Paul. They do not have the writings of Peter and the other apostles and those who were with the apostles. They do not have the life of Jesus Christ. They do not have the life of the church. They do not have the revelation of what's going to happen on this earth when Jesus comes back. They do not have that. And it's not only the Jews who do not have this truth, who do not possess this truth, but it's other faiths. It is other religions, whether you're talking about Islam, whether you're talking about Buddhism, whatever major faith you're talking about. And something else to add, since I just mentioned Islam, So not only do you have certain groups like the Jewish faith that would take away from God's word, you have certain groups like Islam that would say they're adding to God's word with the Quran. And we would say no. The same way we would say that the Jewish people have those that hold to the Hebrew Bible alone, that they have an incomplete testimony of God's word. We would say to those who hold to the Islamic faith and who wants to add something to God's word, we would say that is something that is error, that is something that is false revelation. You cannot add that false revelation to God's word. And God's word is, again, the 66 books of the Bible. And as Christians, we are the only ones that have this word of truth. And you also have to be careful now here when I make the point about Christians, that even within the Christian community, even within, I say Christian community, even within those that profess to be Christian, profess to be a part of Christianity, you have to watch those also, because those also, those groups, even within the category of Christians who claim to be Christians, I do not hold them to be Christians, but others would, you still have to recognize that they could not even make the claim that I am saying now, as far as being the only ones who have the word of God, the word of truth. For instance, like the Catholics and Orthodox churches, these groups add other books to the word of God. And so they also would be disqualified from being ones who have the word of truth. This privilege that we have as being the only ones with the word of truth, and you can see how, again, we are setting ourselves up to go back to our, not only our point for today here, but really over with our overall message of Christian versus the world, where here we are saying that we're the only ones. It's Christian versus the world. We're saying as Christians, we have the truth. The rest of you all don't. No one else does. And even within within Christianity, those that are professing to be Christian, some of them do not have truth because they've added to God's word. They've taken away from God's word. And so you even have to watch them. But if you are a faithful believer in Jesus Christ, and you have repented of your sins and placed faith in him, and now you are indwelt with God's Holy Spirit, you now are possessors of this privilege of having the word of truth, the word of God. And what I want to do with this remaining time is just go through a few scriptures here. Few scriptures, and look at the testimony that the scriptures, the Bible itself, gives about or testifies about itself as being the word of God or the word of truth. No other group, no other religion, no other faith can make this claim. Well, they can make the claim, but they would not be right. They are in error. They are wrong. We are these ones who are claiming this exclusive truth that, yes, we have the word of God. And so some might ask, so you're saying that others do not have the word of God? You want to say that what their God believes or what their book believes, that they're wrong, only you have the word of God? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Now, why am I saying that? Because that is what the scripture says. That is what these 66 books have to say about itself. So it's not me making this profession. It's what the book itself says, that it is the word of God. It is what God himself has said about the word of God. It is what God himself has said about these 66 books. It is what Jesus Christ himself has said. God, who is God in the flesh, it is what he has said about these books. It is what the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, has said about these books. These 66 books of the Bible, all three have testified that it is the Word of God, that it is the Word of truth. And that is what we're proclaiming. Give you a few scriptures here, and I'll start in the Old Testament. Notice that we're speaking about the Bible being the Word of God and the Word of truth, and Christians, by us having it, we are now able to say we are the ones who are walking in truth. If we rightly understand and rightly apply His Word through His Holy Spirit or by His Holy Spirit, then we are right to say that we are the ones who have the truth, that we are the ones walking in the truth, and no one else has it. This is what the Word of God says. Here's a few of the verses here. Psalm 119:43. And do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I wait for your ordinances. Psalm 119:142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Psalm 119:151. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Again, you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Not partial, not some, all. Psalm 119:160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. The sum of your word, the total of your word is truth. I could go further there in Psalm 119, give you one other one. I'll go back here. Even though it doesn't say truth here, it does make this a similar point. In Psalm 119:86, all your commandments are faithful. They have persecuted me with a lie. Help me. Yes, they are faithful. All of God's word. And then we come to the New Testament. And listen to a few of these passages. John 17:17, Jesus says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Of course, in this chapter, he's speaking to the Father. Colossians 1:5, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, the word of truth. You see word of truth also in 2 Corinthians 6:7, in the word of truth. In 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. James 1:18, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. So you see, we have the word of truth by these scriptures I just pointed out here, and even with the Old Testament pointing out that they are truth, the word of God is true, his commandments are truth. And so I know it's a bold claim to make that we're the only ones with the truth. I know, again, for some, they become uncomfortable saying that others do not have the word of truth and it's only Christians. We exclusively have this hold on truth that others do not have. And again, we can say that because we know that the word of truth that we are proclaiming is synonymous with the word of God. That when I say to you that we have the word of truth and others don't, I'm saying to you, we have the word of God and others do not. And again, this is what the scripture says about itself. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God. Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Acts 6:7. The word of God kept spreading. You can go further. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Just a couple of others here. Titus chapter 2, verse 5, you see the word of God, but also in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. For the word of God. That's what it says, the word of God. Hebrews 6, 5, and have tasted the word of God and the powers of the age to come. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Even in the book of Revelation, you see in Revelation chapter 1, verse 2, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. And then in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, then he who said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God. That's what I'm saying. That as Christians, this is what we have. This is the privilege that we have. This is the right that we have to claim to others and proclaim to others that as Christians, we have the truth. We walk in the truth. We know the truth. We have the words of God. You do not, world. I don't care what other faith you come from. You don't have the word of God like we do. You have something else. You have a counterfeit. You have something that's bogus. You have an inaccurate representation of the truth of God's word. Mormons, again, another group that add to the word of God, the Book of Mormon. They want to say another gospel. We say no. It's only these 66 books from Genesis to Revelation, that's the word of God, and that's what the Christian faith is built on. That and nothing else when it comes to Revelation. Nothing else. There is no other source. There is no other place we go looking to. There's no other books for us. So there's no Quran. There's no Book of Mormon for us. There's no additional books out there. And so these books, these 66 books, which is the word of God, we say this is what we live by. All that's contained in here, we seek to follow. And we know that it's truth. Now this, again, is going to rub the world the wrong way. It's going to rub, like I said, some Christians the wrong way. They're embarrassed by the fact that here we are claiming to be the only ones with the truth of God's word. Yes. And you can see why, again, then, it would be important for us to stand on this truth, to know this truth, I mean, to study it, to learn it, to live by it, and then be willing to tell others about this truth. Because others do not have it. There's no other place to go to get what we have when it comes to the truth. What the Bible says about things, that's the truth. And Christians, let me end on this point. Christians have to be very careful that they do not move away from the authoritative teachings of the Bible and what the Bible says, and they can't be willing to concede ground, give up ground where you're willing to accept what the world says or what this other source would say about something when that source contradicts the word of God. And people want to base truth on these other sources, on these other books, on this other knowledge. We say, no, I base truth on the word of God. I can't listen to you when your truth, I don't care how many science books, I don't care what scholar, I don't care what other, again, authoritative source comes at me with things pertaining to life and godliness and all that the Bible teaches and touches on. That when other sources try to upend the word of God, when other sources try to take the place, use up the authority of the Bible, then there's an issue. And I have to make sure that as a Christian, I keep my focus on the truth of God's word and follow that and know that by me having the Holy Spirit and being guided by the Holy Spirit and being convicted by the Holy Spirit, then I'm on the right track. Those who are not following this book, those who do not regard it as the word of God, those who want to add something to it, take something away from it, those who have not accepted that this book has the authority to command me to follow all that is in it, those who doubt that and do not want to submit themselves to that, they're on the wrong track. Not us. They're the ones that are following the lies of Satan. They're the ones who have fallen for the tricks of the world. That's why they're a part of the world. They haven't seen the truth. They haven't seen the light in God's word. We have. And so then, since we have, we can stand on the truth that we are the ones who have the truth because we have the word of truth, which is the word of God. And we should be so thankful that God has allowed us to see, allowed us to come to that knowledge. Where others are still blind and being led by the blind, here we are walking in the truth of God's word. Praise be to God. Thank you for listening to Christians versus the World.